This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. We've had Kelly text in to say there is something about geekiness that is sexy, something that stimulates the grey matter.
I think she means the brain.
Yeah. She was trying to be geeky.
I know. But, hey, obviously it's where...
It's contagious.
It is. Totally is. But in the meantime, my little brother mentioned before, You see, this is good, having like a kid in a studio.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't actually mention this at the start of the show, but I have a 10-year-old in the studio with me. I'm sort of babysitting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought him in and he mentioned to me that there is apparently like an element song,
okay.
So like a periodic table element song on YouTube.
Okay.
So there are obviously other people that are enthusiastic about the periodic table as well.
And he's actually making me really jealous with all of his toy cars. I want to play with them.
Oh, that's...
But I'm trying to make sure...
That you're behaved.
I'm behaving. I'm concentrating on the show.
Now, tell me about the interview that you did on Monday with Jan Russ.
Okay. So... This has been an ongoing thing for me. For like the last 2 years, I've been trying to fail at getting on Neighbours. And it so happened that Jan Russ is doing a show for the comedy festival that's called Silly Old Buggers. I'll give her a plug because she was nice enough to come into the studio. And so we had her, Dan Vo from The Fool in the Opera, and I did an interview with her and her school friend, Maggie Haggart, who also happens to be an opera singer, hence the Dan Vo connection. And we were talking about their show, and I was like, okay, well, this is the opportunity. I've got the casting director of Neighbours sitting like right beside me, looking at me directly in the eyes.
This is your golden opportunity.
This is it.
You know, you can actually go to YouTube and type in "put Jade on Neighbours,"
mm-hmm.
and you can see like there's a little montage, a little campaign,
yep.
where you dress up as Charlene or something.
Yeah, there's a series of
many years in making, just like Lady Gaga's career.
Exactly. There's like five or six different videos on there. There's David Lim was part of the process that helped teach me how to be a triple threat in his scene stealing performance doing the Britney dance.
Everything has built up to this moment.
Yes. And so I was like, oh, I have to be a bit creative about how I bring this topic up. And so I actually decided I made it a bit themic, and in this discussion I talked to her about if my life was an opera, what it would be. And so this is the excerpt. Opinion, I want to know what you think of this opera.
Okay, serious.
Mm. Okay. So open scene. Right. Pre-opera, right, is that, some young girl from the outer suburbs who didn't quite fit in. She's kind of tomboyish. She's nerdy. She's socially awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't get, she doesn't, fit in with the crowd. So she decides that she's going to go into the wonderful world of the sports industry, right?
Yeah.
And so from there, she doesn't get any encouragement from her family. She just... Right. Powers ahead, right? And then from there she ends
guts
up
and determination.
Yes, she ends up in from there she goes into the world of radio.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a leap. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy, and so she's traveling around, she's going and doing radio, and then she decides one day, maybe it's okay for me to pursue my dream.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay, maybe they'll accept me now. And so she decides that she's going to try and follow her lifelong dream, which is to get on Neighbours. Right? Because she doesn't fit the mold, right? So she's like, well, you know, but I'm on radio, right? And she notices these people. There's people from Australian Idol getting on. There's people from Big Brother getting on. She's like, well, I'm on radio. And, you know, Hamish and Andy have been on. I could get on too.
Yes.
But then she's like, well, I don't want to audition. That's ridiculous. So she creates her own reality TV show.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
She shows it out to everyone in the YouTube land, and she writes her own song because she hears it. If you're a triple threat, if you can sing, dance, and act, then you're definitely in. So she's writing her own pop songs. And then...
We're waiting.
And then?
Oh, God, I can't wait.
It doesn't come true because the opera always ends in tragedy. Right?
Well, that's true. It does.
God, it does.
Yes.
What happened to her?
She's sitting right here, still in the same radio station.
Oh, no. Oh, that is emotional. That is really emotionally upsetting.
Yes, I am seriously touched by that.
I am. Yes. I have a tear in my eye.
Yes, me too.
And one
me
running too. Down my other cheek.
Have you?
A tear, that is.
Oh, right. As well. Yes. Oh, look.
Oh, that is, yes.
Oh, that is tragic.
But does she still have the dream? Oh, she's still holding on to that
dream.
There's
like this tiny little dream that's waiting to get out, and one day it'll happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah, one day.
It'll happen.
Oh, absolutely. She obviously still has the drive.
The guts, the determination,
you
the
go
hunger.
Girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You go, girl.
And just make sure that they, you know, maybe they have a radio scene. Well, we've already had a few radio songs written into the show.
Yeah, the geeks going on radio at the moment.
That's right. Mm. That's right. And Toadie was in the radio station for a while there
too. I'm sure they need a panel operator or someone to do their podcast or something.
Mm. Well, you never know. This opera could have a happy ending for a change.
Could. That's true. It could be one of the comic operas.
Yes.
Change the whole perspective.
Change it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't be so convinced about the ending.
Do something different.
Or you could have two
endings.
Okay.
And the audience could make up their minds.
Oh, true, true. Adventure.
Yes.
Which ending they would like.
Yep.
Okay. And so each
Excellent
night you could have a different ending.
You could.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Just great. One night you could have someone like me. You know, the fat lady's got to sing sometime.
Yeah. And you're waiting for me to say something. I can't think of anything quick enough. What could I come in and do?
Tap dance.
I can't tap dance, but I could cheat.
Well, there's no answer.
Can you play a musical instrument?
Oh. No.
Could you be the conductor?
Certainly not.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was hilarious. They both sound like a riot, Jade.
We laughed for an hour and a half flat. It was their show. I'll give them a plug for their show. It's Silly Old Buggers. It's on at the Swiss House, playing started last night, and it's playing Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. Just so you can.
I love your little segue. They might need a panel operator or someone to produce their podcast.
Yeah,
and I love I'm not sure who it was, but. Somebody gave you the Marsha Hines.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
I think that was Maggie.
Oh, that was so funny. I'm just like, a touchdown's about to come any minute.
Yeah. How supportive were they of my dream? And yet...
Yet so non-ambiguous.
Yeah, they weren't committal.
No, not committal. Kind of ambiguous.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jade. You've sort of built a rapport with her, so maybe,
Oh, yeah. It's totally a rapport.
It's not over. In the meantime, you're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. We've got music by former Madison Avenue singer Shane Coates coming up next. But in the meantime, this is Walking to Winter. Coming up upon the hour, we have the fabulous Steve with Glitter and Tonic.
I want to know what you think.
No, I don't have them. This is them.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.